It's me again, Char. If you're a new listener, thank you for choosing to click on my podcast. Just a short introduction, I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl trying to share her stories and learnings in life, hoping that it can somehow inspire another person, you. But if you're a previous listener, thank you for staying tuned. It means a lot to me. So before we start, I don't know what's happening sa world ngayon, pero it seems like flu season, or is it just COVID season? It has been COVID season for 2 years na, guys. My God. It feels like 2020 ulit. Kakasabi niyo yun ng 2022 sounds like 2022. Na manifesto loy. Charot. Kidding aside, I hope you're all staying safe and healthy. Drink your water, take your vitamins, social distancing lagi. Wash your hands, mask up, and stay sa bahay if wala naman kayong important na gagawin outside. Protecting yourself is also protecting those around you. Okay, yun lang. Just want to put it out there kasi ang dami talagang cases. And I still sound hoarse kasi I think it's been 3 weeks na meron akong ubo. Hindi pa rin siya nawawala. So, yun. Please bear with me na lang din. So, this is my first episode for my love series. Nax, may pa-series? Yarn! February kasi. So, walang mga pusa, diba? Gusto may yarn? Pero itong series na to is not just about having someone special. Pero more on my journey on love. From chasing a person, to singleness, to finding love everywhere, to knowing what love really means. So, nakalagay naman sa title, ayan na mga marites, ready your ears sa kwento, How I Beg for Love. Si Charlotte na mataray, naghahabol? Unfortunately, yes. There was a time I begged for love. Worst of it, I didn't beg the person to love me back or choose me. Instead, I cried and begged God. Diretso kay Lord, hindi dahil sobrang desperate ako, pero my pride won't let me beg for a person ng harap-harapan. Walang ganon, sis. Malungkot tayo, pero the pride is still there, grabe. So yon, secret lang namin ni Lord. Now, alam nyo na rin. I remember myself on my knees in my room, bawling my eyes out, catching my breath from crying, questioning him, why can't it be me? Why can't it just be me? The memory is still vivid as if it was just yesterday. Sobrang kawawa ko nun ngayong naiisip ko. Sad to say, this didn't happen just once nor twice. To be honest, I lost count or I just don't want to remember all those times. But I know for sure it's more than I should have and to think it's for the same person altogether. I rarely fancy anyone. I think my crushes my whole life can only be counted with my fingers. As in, super dalang ko lang talaga magkagusto or kahit magka-crush sa mga tao. So, yun. Ganda ka, girl. Joke. It's just that when Cupid hits, he hits hard. Obviously, those are not my proud moments, knowing that I want to promote self-love, healing, self-improvement, and empowerment. But I can't also say that I'm ashamed of feeling like that either. I'm just human. Tao lang rin naman ako. Like everyone else, I'm far from perfect and so is my life. Though I can say this helped me to grow to be the person I am today. No, I'm not fully healed and to be honest, there are still some thoughts minsan na I don't feel lovable or hindi ako kapili-pili or when things are going well, baka joke lang. Though I'm not saying na dahil lang sa ganap na to or dahil lang sa person na to, accumulation to of the things that I went through in life as proved by my psychiatrist. So, life update din. Napagpa-diagnose na ako. So, I'm officially, clinically depressed. So, I have depression and anxiety daw. Baka I'll tackle that on a different episode na lang. Surprisingly, this has also taught me of how wonderful the world is. How love can't just be found from one person, but it's everywhere. It's all around you, if you just look. The support I got from my friends and my family, whether they knew what I was going through or not, was a great help on making me feel how loved I am and how worthy I am and how many great stuff I can still attain despite of what I went through. Nung time na to ko nakita and appreciate kung gaano karaming tao sa life ko yung nagmamahal sa akin, na love isn't just from one person and can't be given to one person only. So I just want to share these takeaways. First, try not to beg for love. You deserve more. I say try because I respect that our emotions can get the most of us. But as much as possible, please, please don't. You can never be too much or too little for the right person. Know that there are still so many people in the world, hindi special yan si sinasabi ko sa'yo. Feeling mo lang. Don't overthink it. Naniniwala ako na kung kayo, kayo talaga. You can put your energy elsewhere that can help elevate who you are. Focus on you. Tandaan mo, maganda ka, guwapo ka, di ka magmamakaawa para sa iba. Boom, rhymes. Eminem, who? Second, feel your feelings. You won't heal on something that you don't allow yourself to feel. It's okay to admit your low moments because this will be the moments that will make you better, make you stronger, and make you love yourself more. Sabi nga nila, your breakdown can be your breakthrough, your trials can be your testimony. If napanood nyo na yung testimony ni Alex Gonzaga, yon, ito yung pinakamagandang example nun. How she went from feeling unlovable to finding the love of her life. So, yun. Tignan nyo yun. Kasi, tignan nyo, ako ngayon, nasaktan. O, edi may content ako, di ba? Ewan ko sa inyo, pero for me, heartbreak is one of the best motivation in life. Third, call a friend or a family member. Don't wallow everything on your own. You don't have to say it if you don't want to, but connect with other people. It's not healthy to be with your own thoughts during these times. Your thoughts during your lowest moments are also the most untrustworthy. Okay na may napag-sharean kayo ng feelings nyo para you're not bottling it all up. Pero reminder lang din to not make your friends your therapists. Be sensitive na, syempre, they have problems then. So, get consent if they can help carry your emotional baggage. I'm grateful to have friends na listen to my karupukan. So, shout out sa inyo, lalo na sa isa dyan. Hindi ko na in-name drop. Baka singilin ako ng Starbucks bigla. Alam nyo na yan. Di man nila maintindihan fully. Wala man sila ma-advise minsan. Pero okay yung may nakakasama ka. There was also a moment na my best friend was super heartbroken for me, so ayaw ko naman na malungkot siya. So parang naging okay ako after. Kasi it made me realize na yun nga, maraming nagkikare sa akin. And they're hurt then if I'm hurt, so same then for me. I'm hurt if they're hurt, so parang cycle lang siya. May sense ba? Basta yun. Nag-stop ako umiyak after nun kasi I didn't want to see her hurting or I don't like yung feeling na nalulungkot siya for me. Fourth is forgive yourself no matter how long and no matter how many times it takes. Whether you knew what was right during that time or not, forgive yourself. You did what you had to do to feel what you wanted to feel. It's okay. As long as you move forward and try to be better next time. Sa totoo lang, mas madaling magpatawad ng ibang tao kaysa sa sarili mo kasi ikaw, alam mo lahat ng baho mo sa katawan eh. Be gentle with yourself. We're just trying to live and love the best way we can based on what we know. Don't box yourself from your mistakes. It doesn't define your whole identity. And to be honest, this process is continuous, something na you have to do ng paulit-ulit. Pero you know who you are today and how much you've already grown from who you were yesterday and who you're trying to be tomorrow, so hold on to that. Fifth, take your time. You don't have to process everything all at once. Take it day by day. There's no need to rush in healing, and if you find yourself feeling empty and sad again after feeling okay, recognize that it's normal and you still have tomorrow to try again. I just want to say na, of course, this is easier said than done.
And if you're currently in that situation wherein you're begging someone to love you, or you're thinking of begging someone to love you, or if you're just in a place wherein you feel unlovable and someone has just rejected you, take it day by day. It doesn't have to be quick na mag-heal ka. Take your time to process everything, kasi you have to really go through that process of mess, of feeling like shit and feeling unlovable and self-pity and anger and just being depressed and sad. And to be honest, I understand that. Believe me, I understand that. And it's okay as long as you still try to look for hope. I know it's difficult talaga right now, but eventually you'll find it in the most unexpected way, from the most unexpected people, or from the most unexpected experiences. Remember that your worth is not defined on how someone else has treated you. It's a reflection of who they are, not of who you are. As long as you already did your best and you know that you did things out of love instead of for love, there's nothing to be ashamed of that. But you have to learn from your mistakes. You have to really own and to be accountable of your actions then. So, yun. I hope you give the time and the grace to yourselves then, as much as how you give forgiveness to other people, especially those people na who hurt you, diba? Kaya mo yan, hindi man ngayon, hindi man bukas, pero kaya mo yan. Remember all those times that you thought you didn't have a way through, pero you're still here, you're still listening to this podcast, you're still thriving, you're still trying to do your best to live the best out of your life. And I'm super proud of you. And I hope you are too. And I hope that soon enough, you'll get to see the light. Kasi you deserve love and you deserve so much more. Okay? Okay.
So yun yung learnings ko from that experience. First is try not to beg for love and know that you deserve more. Second is feel your feelings. Third is call a friend or a family member. Fourth, and for me is the most important, is to forgive yourself no matter how long and no matter how many times it takes. And lastly is to take your time. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it or at least felt inspired or comforted in today's story. Do let me know your comments on what you like, what stories you want me to share, or even which aspects I can improve on. Good morning, good evening, and good night.